Echoes of Violence, The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, and The Shadow of Prohibition. Chicago, February 14, 1929. A day meant for lovers, roses, and sweethearts turned into a brutal tableau of bloodshed. In a dimly lit garage on North Clark Street, seven men, some belonging to the notorious North Side Irish gang led by Bugs Moran, met a swift and violent end. This was not a random act of brutality, but a meticulously planned assassination. A chilling act of gang warfare that would forever etch the name St. Valentine's Day Massacre into the annals of American history. To understand the sheer savagery of that day, one must first step back into the tumultuous era of Prohibition. The Volstead Act, passed in 1919, had outlawed the production, sale, and transportation of alcoholic beverages. Instead of ushering in an era of temperance, it unleashed a torrent of lawlessness. Speakeasies, once hidden whispers, became booming hubs of illicit activity, and at the heart of this shadow economy, organized crime flourished like a poisonous weed. Chicago, in particular, became a battleground. Two titans vied for control of the city's lucrative bootlegging operations: Al Ponce, Al Capone and his outfit, and the North Side Irish mob, led by the cunning Bugs Moran. Capone, a shrewd and ruthless businessman, had risen through the ranks, transforming the mob from a collection of petty criminals into a highly organized, militarized force. Moran, equally determined, was a formidable obstacle to Capone's complete dominance. The air in Chicago crackled with tension. The streets, once relatively safe, now bore witness to car chases, bombings, and brazen assassinations. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre was not an isolated incident, but the gruesome climax of a bloody feud that had been escalating for years. Capone, it is widely believed, had grown tired of Moran's persistent challenges and saw an opportunity to eliminate him and his key lieutenants in one fell swoop. The plan was audacious and brutal. Capone's men, disguised as police officers, lured Moran and his associates to the North Clark Street garage under the pretense of a large shipment of contraband whiskey. Once inside, they unleashed a hail of bullets from Thompson submachine guns and shotguns, turning the garage into a charnel house. The sheer volume of gunfire, estimated to be over 150 rounds, echoed through the city, a horrifying testament to the violence that had become commonplace. One of Moran's men, Frank Gusenberg, was the sole survivor, though he died days later without identifying his attackers. The perpetrators, under Capone's direction, were never officially charged, a testament to the fear and power the outfit wielded. The investigation, though intense, ultimately led to a frustrating dead end for the authorities, further emboldening Capone and his network. The immediate aftermath of the massacre sent shockwaves through the nation. The brazenness of the crime, the sight of men dressed as police officers carrying out such brutality, exposed the deep corruption and lawlessness that Prohibition had fostered. Public outcry intensified, demanding stronger action against organized crime and a reevaluation of the noble experiment itself. While Capone initially denied any involvement, the public and likely the authorities knew who was behind the massacre. The event, however, did not immediately lead to Capone's downfall. He was eventually imprisoned for tax evasion in 1931, a conviction that indirectly crippled his criminal empire. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, in essence, was a turning point. It illuminated the horrific consequences of unchecked organized crime and the devastating failure of Prohibition. Historians and criminologists often point to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre as a pivotal moment. It was a stark demonstration of the ruthlessness of organized crime, the perversion of law enforcement, and the societal impact of ill-conceived legislation. The event served as a powerful catalyst for public opinion, gradually shifting the narrative around Prohibition from a moral crusade to a costly, dangerous failure. The echoes of those gunshots reverberated for decades, serving as a grim reminder of a dark chapter in American history when a misguided law opened the door to unimaginable violence.